Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus never fails. I've tried him, he never fails. I've tried him, he never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus never fails. He 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 never fails. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. Another day that you did not promise, another day that was not a given, another day, God, that was not just particularly given to us, but a day that you have made and a day that we can rejoice and be glad in it. We can rejoice because you alone are our God. We can rejoice because there's none like you. You are magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways. And it's another opportunity, God, for us to be able to bask in your glory and to be able to bask in your midst. God, we are nothing without you. We can't move without you. We can't breathe without you. We can't live without you. God, the songwriter said, I need you to breathe, Lord. And every single day, Lord, we need you to be able to breathe and to be able to do the things that you allow us to be able to do. Thank you, oh God, this morning for waking us up this morning in our right minds, Lord. We cannot have done that on our own, but it is because of your grace and your mercy, Lord, that we woke up this morning in our right minds. Thank you, oh God, for a reasonable portion of health and strength, Lord. If it had not been for you on our side, and if it had not been for you touching us and cleaning us up and making us whole, Lord, we would not be able to declare this morning that you blessed us to be able to rise with a reasonable portion of health and strength, God. Thank you, oh God, that my mind is stayed on you. There's many things, oh God, that my mind probably could have been on. There's many cares, oh God, and worries, oh God, that my mind could have been on. But I'm thankful, oh God, this morning that I woke up with my mind on you, not on those things, not on the things of this world, not on the things of this flesh, Lord, but my mind woke up with you, oh God. I woke up this morning with my mind staying on you, and I only can give you credit for doing that, God, because, God, you are everything that I need, God. And so I thank you, oh God, for another chance and another opportunity for us to be able to sit down or sit before you, oh God, or lay before you or kneel before you, oh God, this morning to seek your face, oh God, and to make your name glorious in this place. Thank you for being a God that never fails. Thank you for being a God that never runs short of your glory. Thank you for being a God that is always a promise keeper, and Lord, you don't tell any lies. Your word says you're not like man that you would lie, but every word that proceeded out of your mouth, Lord, shall come to pass. It will not return back unto you a void, but it will accomplish everything that is set forth for it to accomplish, Lord. And so, Lord, with gratefulness in my heart, Lord, I thank you for the day, oh God, that you have made for me. With gratefulness in my heart, Lord, I thank you for a mind to serve you and a mind to worship you, Lord. I thank you, oh God, with gratefulness in my heart, because there is none like you, God. You are magnificent in all your ways, and so you're worthy to be praised, you're worthy to be glorified, you're worthy to be lifted up, and you're worthy to be adored. Thank you, oh God, for another chance to say yes, Lord. We say yes to your will even now. We say yes to your way even now. We make your name glorious in this place, Lord, because we are in desperate need of you, God. We can't make it in this time on our own. With the world waxing more and more evil, God, with the devil, God, doing more and more bolder things, Lord, we can't stand, oh God, unless you stand with us, Lord. We can't breathe, oh God, unless you breathe light into us, God. We can't speak, oh God, unless you give us the words to say, God. We can't do anything, God, without you, Lord. So we're desperate in need of you, oh God, on this day, this brand new day that you've made, knowing our envy from our beginning. God, Lord, you know our areas of weakness. You know our areas of issues. Lord, you know our areas of struggles. Lord, you know, God. And so, Lord, we know, oh God, that we are nothing without you. And, Lord, we submit to you, oh God, right now. We submit to your will and we submit to your way, God. We say, come to more and have your way even now, Lord, in our hearts. Have your way in our minds. Have your way in our souls. Have your way in our plans. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So no matter what we have planned for our day-to-day schedule today, God, or for our schedule on this day, Lord, we can't complete it without you on our side. And, Lord, we don't even want to plan the day out, Lord, without putting you first. So when we take time to kneel before you in prayer early in the morning, Lord, we're doing it, God, in submission to your will and surrendering to your way, God. We're saying yes, oh God. Where you lead us, we're willing to go. We're saying yes, Lord. What you need me to say, I'm willing to say. Lord, we're saying yes, Lord. If you need me to shine here, I'm willing to shine here, Lord. That's, oh God, submitting to your will, God. That's surrendering to your way, God. That's, oh God, saying yes, we shall obey, Lord. And so we kneel before you this morning because we need you today. We need you to walk with us and talk with us.
We need you to breathe light into us and encourage us. We need you to remind us who you are, Lord, that as we're beaten and as we're battered and as we go through the struggles that life brings, Lord, we need you to breathe, God. We need you to be victorious, Lord. We need you to be the one that is the way maker, Lord, that we know about, Lord. We need you to be the one that never fails, that as we come against, oh God, walls and come against traps and come against snares that the enemy sets, oh God, and we come against the weapons that the enemy may form, Lord, we need you to have the victory, God. We can't do it by our own power. We can't do it by our own might, but it's by your spirit. Oh, God, your spirit is what keeps us. He's the one that sustains us. He's the one that breathes light into us. He's the one that helps us to obey. He's the one that stirs up in the midst of us, oh, God, and gives us songs of praise, oh, God, to adore and to magnify you. And when we can't even pray, oh, God, he's the one that takes our moanings and our groanings, oh, God, and our cries, oh my Lord, that we cannot even get out, Lord, and he takes them before you and lays our petitions at your feet, Lord, so that you know everything that's going on in our lives. Holy Ghost, come the more even now and have your way in us. Have your way in our hearts. Have your way in our souls. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our thoughts, Lord, to cast the devil out of the mind, God. To cast them out of our will, to cast them out of our plans, oh God, to cast them out of our flesh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We understand, Lord, that in our flesh there is no good thing, so we submit to your will. We surrender to you now, and we say yes, oh God, to your will, and we say yes to your way. You are the reason why we live, and you're the reason that we have victory. You're the reason why we overcome. And you're the reason why, God, we can make it when all around us is sinking sand. You are that sure foundation that no matter what may be going on, Lord, we can be assured that everything is going to be all right. Oh, God, we don't have to fear. We don't have to fret. Oh, God, though the enemy may try to come up against us like a flood, you'll lift up a standard against him. Oh, God, you'll defend us, Lord. You'll fight our battles, Lord, because the battles don't belong to us. They belong to you, Lord. That's all we have to do is praise you. That's all we have to do is magnify you. That's all we have to do is keep our mind stayed on you. And when we keep our mind stayed on you, you promised in your word that you would keep us in perfect peace, oh, God. So, God, when everybody else is running around with their heads cut off, Lord, we can stand in perfect peace because our minds are stayed on you, God. Oh, God, when the devil, oh, God, comes against us like a flood, Lord, and he tries to touch our finances, Lord, and he may even try to afflict our bodies, Lord, we can stand like Job and say, until my days, all the days of my appointed life, a time I'm going to wait on the Lord, Lord. That's peace in the time of storm because you remain the same. You remain committed to us. You remain faithful to us. You remain in love with us, even when we don't love you, even when we're not committed to you, even when we're not faithful to you. God, you remain the same. And since you remain the same, Lord, we can cast all of our cares upon you. We can put our trust in you. We don't have to lean into our own understanding, but in all our ways, we can acknowledge you. We can acknowledge you. We can surrender to your will. We can turn it all over to Jesus because we understand that you can work it out. There's no problem too hard for you. There's no problem too difficult to solve. There's no way that you cannot make, God. There's no door that you cannot open. There's no door that you cannot shut, God. There's no fire, God, that can come that can burn us when you are around, Lord. But, God, you always make a way of escape. You always will bring us through the floods. You will always bring us through the fires, Lord. Oh, God, and there will be times when fires come, Lord, that we won't even get burned, Lord, because you are a keeper. I'm reminded even now, God, that you allowed the three Hebrew boys to go through the fire. They went into the fire. Yes, Lord, you could have saved them before they went into the fire. Yes, God, you could have prevented them from even being in that predicament, Lord. But we go through trials. We go through traumatic situations. We go through heartaches. we go through fearful situations so that you can show yourself mighty and show yourself strong on our behalf. And when you show yourself mighty and when you show yourself strong on our behalf, it grows and increases our faith, Lord. When we see you work out problem after problem, when we see you open door after door, when we see you make way out of no way, Lord, it should grow our faith, and our faith, oh God, should be so big, we shouldn't have mustard seed faith anymore, God, but we should be able to move mountains, oh God, with our faith. Oh God, we should be able to, God, do things, oh God, that grow and exceed our minds, oh God, because without faith, it's impossible, God, to please you. Grow our faith, oh Lord, today, in the name of Jesus. Help us to, oh God, lean on you, oh God, today. Trust you in everything that comes our way today. I know myself, Lord, I have different obstacles, Lord, that are laying before me, or different issues, Lord, that need to be resolved, that are coming up this month, Lord, that I need you to make a way, Lord, that I need you to open up a door, God, that I need you to provide the resources, Lord, but I put them into your hands, Lord. I don't hold on to them, Lord, because, Lord, I know you can, and I know that you will make a way. Some of the situations are of my own volition, God. I caused those things, Lord, but I need your help. I'm here, oh God. I'm the one that's standing in the need of prayer, Lord. And I know this is just not my cry, but this is the cry of everyone that's under the sound of my voice, Lord, this morning, that we ask that you would have mercy upon us, Lord. And we need you to make a way out of no way, God. These things that the world has set up against us, and these traps that the enemy has set up against us, Lord, we can't make it unless you help us through, God. We can't make it, oh God, or overcome unless you help us to overcome it, Lord. We can't get the victory, Lord, unless you give us the victory, Lord. We need you, God, today. Oh, God, in every area of our lives, Lord, we need you to save our children, Lord. We can't save our children on our own, God, but we need you to give us the words, oh, God, to speak life into them and to be able to train them up in the way that they should go, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and when we have put all that we've done, when we've done all that we can, oh, God, we still do more, oh, God, because we need you, God, today, and our families need you today, Lord, and our homes need you today, Lord. Children of our schools, God, need you today, God. People on our jobs, Lord, they need you today, God. And so, God, we place them all, God, all of our cares before you, God, because you care for us. We're in need of you, God, today. Need you to walk right, need you to talk right. We need you to act right. We need you to be right. We need you, God, today. We can't make it on our own, Lord. Our children need you. Our relatives need you. Our loved ones need you. Ministries need you, God. Pastors around this world need you, God. America needs you now, God. We may have been, oh God, in a state of apostasy, Lord, but we're in desperate need of you today, God. Oh God, we'll perish without you on our side, God. We won't be able to live without you on our side. We can't make it unless you move on our behalf, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We need you to come to more and have your way, God. You told us to get healing in our land, Lord, that we need to find ourselves praying, God. You told us, oh God, that pestilence is in the land, oh God, that all we have to do is take time and humble ourselves, turn from our wicked ways, oh God, and take time to pray, Lord. And then you'll hear us, oh God. You'll hear our land, Lord, and you'll forgive our sins, Lord. Here we are standing in the need, oh God, standing on behalf of God, interceding, God, on behalf of America, interceding, Lord, on behalf of our families, interceding, God, on behalf of our children, interceding, oh God, on behalf of our homes, Lord, interceding, God, on behalf of our finances, God. Here we are, God. We're standing this morning at the only place, Lord, that we can find answers. The only way, the only place, God, that we have a solution to our problems. We've come, oh God, to the point, Lord, that we cannot make it, and understand that we cannot make it on our own. But we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We look to you, the rock of our salvation. We look to you, God, the one who breathes life into us. Oh, God, the one that's the giver of life and the taker of life. Oh, God, we look to you, the one who spoke nothing, oh, God, into something or spoke something out of nothing, Lord. Oh, God, you're the one that can speak those things that are not as though they were, God. Oh, God, because you know all. You know our ending from our beginning, Lord. You know, oh, God, where we'll fall short, oh, God, and you know where we can take it, oh, God, and we can make it, God. You know, oh, God, where we can stand and how strong we can stand, Lord, because you know how much we can bear. You know all. And so we depend upon you for everything. Oh, God, we depend upon you for life. We depend upon you for, oh, God, nutrition, God, food. We depend upon you for clothes on our back, Lord. You told us in your word that we don't have to worry about those things. But if we seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, oh, God, then everything that we need, God, everything that concerns us, everything that this world puts as a priority, Lord, you can add it unto us. Lord, I need a little wisdom, God. You can add it to me, God. I need a greater anointing, Lord. You can add it to me, God. I need finances, oh, God, for a new building, God. You can add it, oh, God, unto me, Lord. People to fill the seat, Lord. You can add it unto me, God, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I'm there for the church, Lord. You can add it unto us. Lord, oh God, a utility bill that we can haul for our food pantry, God. You can add it unto us, Lord. Whatever it is that we need, God, you can provide. You shall supply, provide all of our needs according to your riches up in glory. So we don't have the answers. But the one who does have the answer, Lord, we come to you this morning. We don't look to man. Man is not the solver of our problems. Oh, God, we don't look to this world. The world can't do that for us. The world tries to take our joy away, but it didn't give the joy, so the world can't take that joy away. All that we need, Lord, we can find in you. For David said, I look towards the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. We look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We look to you, who does exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. We look to you, God. Oh, God, the one who breathes life into us every single day. We look to you, God, the one who died on Calvary's cross for the remission of our sins. We look to you, oh, God, the one who rose again on the third day with all power in your hands. We look to you, oh, Lord. Oh, God, the one whose blood, oh, God, renews and washes us and makes us clean. We look to you this morning. Because you are the very help that we need, oh God, today. Help us, oh God, not to try to do things on our own. We don't need to try to do all that we can and then stand. But you told Joshua, just have no fear. Be of good courage. Didn't I tell you that I'm going to give you the victory? Didn't I tell you that you were going to make I was going to make the way out of no way? Didn't I tell you? As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Just be of good courage. Fear not, Lord. And you're crying that out to us today. You're speaking that in every single area, oh God. Breakthrough is upon us, Lord, but it seems like the breakthrough is not coming. But here you are, oh God, again telling us to fear not, Lord. I am with you. Oh God, my money is funny, Lord. My children are acting strange, oh God. It appears that things are going on in my life and in my relationships that are outside of my control. But you're still steadily crying to us, fear not. I'll be with you, and I'm going to take you into your season of victory. I'm going to take you into your promised land. Just be of good courage and fear not. Help us to latch on to your promises, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, God, because this has been such a unique year, a unique season for us. Lord, we've had to stop some things, and some things we're doing new. Some things we've begun and have not been able to complete, Lord. But you're steadily prospering us. You're steadily breathing into us, God. You're steadily, oh, God, allowing us to sow into people when it seems like we should be a little bit further, oh, God. And what we are doing, oh, God, are the capacity, the things that we're doing, Lord. Oh, God, you're still doing things that are blowing our mind, that are exceeding our expectation, Lord, because it's not not by our power, it's not by our might, and it's most definitely not by numbers. Lord, I thank you that you allowed us to be victorious like Gideon, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, he didn't need 33,000, but God, the only people that you needed was the 300 that you told him to keep. And he got the victory by shattering pitchers and yelling out loud and blowing a trumpet, if I'm not mistaken. God, with the few that we have, little becomes much, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for allowing us to be able to supersize the work that we are doing here at Praise Center. Thank you for that theme that for our upcoming Youth Day this Sunday to remind me, God, that little becomes much when we place it into the Master's hands. God, you make things bigger. God, we didn't come from evolution. We didn't come from some Big Bang theory, Lord, but we came from a unique being that created us, that shaped us, and that formed us, and that spoke this land into existence. Oh, God, so you do all things well. Let me thank you, God, that we are not just here as the logs drifting in the sea, but you have purpose. You have plans. You have thoughts that you have for us, thoughts of peace and not of evil, God, to give us a future and a hope, God. That's what you have for us, Lord. And we thank you, God, that because of who you are, God, oh, God, we don't have to fear. Because of who you are, we can continue to do the great work that we're doing. Oh, God, because of you, who you are, Lord, we can continue to sow into lives of people across this nation, Lord. We're great in ministry, Lord, because our ministry is outside of the four walls of this building, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we're effective witnesses, God. We are lights, oh, God, in this dark and shining world, God, because you have made us. And you have equipped us to be about ministry and not about foolishness. That's why we pray so fervently. That's why we take time to pray so consistently. Because the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, it availeth much. Not our complaining, not our worrying, not any other foolishness, not service here and there, just to be saying that we haven't served. But Lord, everything that you've allowed us to put into place here at Praise Center has been for purpose and has been for your glory. So God, help us to remain steadfast in you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us not be weary in well-doing. Our season is coming. Our breakthrough is coming. All we have to do is be of good courage and fear not. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your wonderful name, God. Be of good cheer. Oh, God, that means that when it doesn't look like it's going to work out, we can be of good cheer because we know it's going to work out. Because we will not walk by sight, but we'll walk by faith. Our determination or our declaration that Jesus never fails is our reaffirmation that everything is going to be all right. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what good things you have in store for us here at Praise Center, God. And for those that are connected to us throughout this world, God, throughout this land, Lord, we have people that are connected to us, Lord, that need our words of encouragement, that need our words of life. And, Lord, we can't be cast down and we can't be in despair, Lord, when you need us to breathe light into others, when you need us to be an encouragement to someone else, when you need us, oh, God, to be an example to someone else, Lord. Yes, God, you can do great things, oh, God, with little, God. You can do it miraculous things, Lord, with little, God. And so, God, with my mustard seed faith, oh, God, help us to move mountains in this area, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to touch every family, God, that comes our way, oh, God. Yes, we may be a healing station, Lord. Yes, people may be coming through just to be renewed, revived, oh, God, and reaffirmed, oh, God. But we thank you, God, that this is a ministry about life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That our walls are not a place of death, but this place is a place of hope. This place is a place of life. And the more we continue to serve out of our food pantry, God, the more we're able to do the things in our computer lab, Lord, the more, oh God, that we take time and intercede on behalf of others, Lord, the more we're able to do the work that you've called for us to do. There's a way that we should go. And we don't want to go the way that seemeth right, Lord. We don't want to go and do the things that seem right, Lord, but we want to do what you've called for us to do, God, to be agents of change across this nation, to empower believers and to change lives, Lord. That's what you call for us to do, God. That's what you set this ministry up to do, not to sit here, oh, Lord, and put on program after program just to do it, to say we did it, Lord, not to just open up the doors of the church and come here to look at one another, Lord, but you set us up, you formed us and shaped this ministry so that we would be a point of a place of worship, a center of praise, where we are coming to this house and magnify the God of our salvation and lift up the name of Jesus and shout it everywhere we go. You have formed this ministry, Lord, that we can cast all of our cares upon you, oh God, through the auspice of praise and worship, Lord, and prayer, God, that we will uplift the people, because when we lift you up, oh God, you said that you will draw all men unto us, unto you, God. And so when we come into this house and enter into these gates with thanksgiving and come into these courts with prayer, God, we lead people, oh God, from a point of despair into a point of hope, into a, from a point of desperation into a point of life, oh God. We lead them to their breakthrough, oh God, because we praise you in spite of our situations. We praise you, God, and worship you because you alone are good. And you're worthy of the praise, whether I feel good in my body or I don't feel good in my body. You're good, oh God, and are deserving of praise, whether I have money in my pocket or I don't have money in my pocket, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, oh God, you're worthy to be adored and you're worthy to be lifted up, whether I have food in my refrigerator or I don't. But God, I thank you, because if I don't have food in my refrigerator, Lord, you blessed this house, Lord, that we have food in the refrigerator, Lord. Our pantry, Lord, you have provided everything that we need and more. You have not missed one area of need. And so we thank you, God, that we don't have to go on our own power, that we don't have to go on our own might, that we don't have to lean upon no man, but the one that we can trust in, the one that comes to provide our needs. The one that always comes to our rescue, Lord, is you. Thank you for being God. And thank you for being God all alone. You don't need no help. You don't need any assistance. But you're the one, the air that I breathe. My hope for today. My thankfulness for yesterday. And my victory for tomorrow. Thank you, Lord, for being everything that I need and more. And so, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to pray. Sometimes the days, the mornings come, and it seems like it's a tedious thing. It's a struggle sometimes. It's a battle in my flesh to get here to pray. But every time I press my way, every time I push past the desires of my flesh, every time I push past my tiredness, Lord, you come and show yourself mighty, and you come and show yourself strong. And so I can't help but to praise you. I can't help but to adore you, Lord, because, God, you're such a great God, and you do magnificent things over and over again. And so, God, help me to expound upon that. Help me to let someone know who you are today. Help me, oh, God, to be a beacon of light to someone today, and help me to call on those that are in desperate need of prayer, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I still ask for comfort, Lord. Oh, God, for the King family, you know, God, and Pastor Gilbert White, Lord, during their time of bereavement, Lord. Oh, God, there's nothing, oh, God, else that we can pray for on their behalf, oh, God, is other than you encouraging them, you strengthening them, you breathing into life into them, God, and you reminding them of who you are. Sometimes we don't understand death. Sometimes we don't understand life. Sometimes we don't understand situations that you allow to come our way. But, Lord, we won't lean into our own understanding, but we acknowledge you, Lord, today. We surrender to your will, oh God, today. We say yes to your will, and we say yes to your way, God. Whatever you bring our way, Lord, we'll be okay with it, because if you bring us to it, God, you're able to bring us through it. Remind them of who you are. Don't let the enemy come in and say that the God that you serve has forgotten about you. But even if he does, form his lips to say that. God, let someone stir up in their sanctified souls to say, God, but you're still in control. And we still say yes, Lord, to your will and yes to your way. I pray for little Noel Cork. I pray for Ms. Joanne, who's going through chemotherapy. I pray for Miss Brianna, who just had a baby prematurely, Lord, and I believe her name is Bella. I pray for the life of that baby, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You have no mistakes. You make no mistakes, Lord. Everything that you allow to come to pass is for purpose and for a reason. And though that baby is quite small, Lord, you're able to breathe life into her outside of the womb as you were able to breathe life into her inside of the womb. Thank you, God, because you can do anything but fail. And so we pray for strength for that baby. We pray for life for that baby, that you would grow her up strong, that she would have a testimony to remember that, Lord, I was born at 1 pound at 6 months, and the doctors didn't believe that I would be able to make it, but look at me now. Here I am standing with the victory. Here I am proclaiming that God reigns. Oh, God, I look forward to hearing the testimony of that baby, oh, God, that you have brought into this world. I pray, God, for Miss Little, who has petitioned us for prayer, oh God, for her body, health in her body, battle against the sicknesses that are raging in her body. Oh God, and then victory in her family, Lord, salvation in her family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you allow us to serve people in different capacities, Lord, and she just so happened to have been left with us on Saturday during our food distribution, Lord, and she was walking around picking up cards, breathing hope into people and talking, oh God, goodness about you and talking about how great you are, even though her situation was, you know, out of what she wanted, Lord. She had been left or discarded here during our distribution, Lord, but it was a setup, oh God, for us to be able to sow into their life of that great young woman. And so we thank you for allowing her to come. And we pray that we're able to see her again. Lord, I pray for little Aaron, Lord, who put in a petition, Lord, for a prayer for third grade. He's preparing, Lord, to go into school, Lord, and there are areas, oh God, in his skills, his education level that he's not strong at. But I thank you, Lord, today, oh God, that you're able to do all things well. Oh, God, so I ask that you would anoint him and strengthen him in this area of writing, Lord. He loves math. He don't have no problem doing math, Lord, but he don't like to write. He doesn't like to write, Lord. And so I pray that you would stir up in his mind, Lord, and give him a hunger, oh, God, for English as well as math, Lord, as the hunger that you put into him, Lord, to learn how to grow his craft on those drums, Lord. I pray that you would give him a hunger and thirst for it more than anything else in this world. That you would anoint him right now, God. Give him victory, Lord, and confidence as he enters into the third grade. And then another petition I have right here is for Sister Monique, Lord, who is preparing for a pacemaker to be inserted into her body to regulate her blood flow and to regulate her water levels. She pressed her way on Sunday. Lord, she pressed her way on Saturday. She came to work in the pantry. She didn't just come to receive, but she came to give, Lord. And she came and she served with us the whole entire time that we were here. And, Lord, she pressed her way to service on Sunday. She recognized that she was nothing without you. She recognized that she was in desperate need of something more. And so instead of sitting at home and lamenting about the affliction that's going on in her body, she came and pressed her way. Oh, God, and stayed in new members class, Lord, and came and stayed in service, Lord. I want to say thank you, oh, God, for us being able to breathe hope and life into the people that you send our way. And so I look for a miracle, Lord, signs and wonders to be performed in her midst, in her life, also in the life of her family, those relatives, those nephews that she's taking care of, Lord. Reminder that you are God, that you alone are God, that there's nothing too hard for you, God. The reminder, let her know that she can cast all of her cares upon you, God, just like we can cast all of our cares upon you as well, Lord. in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I have a petition here, Lord, for prayer for all of the families that are connected to Praise Center.
Thank you again for giving us the ability to touch lives. I thank you for every seat in this place. I believe the seating is set up right now for 70 people. God, I want to say thank you for every single one of them, Lord, because I know that they are here because you're going to seal this house. God, you're going to fill this, you're going to put seats in this house. And until those seats are filled by the people that you have for us, until you allow us to reap that harvest that you have waiting for us, because we know the harvest is truly plenteous, Lord, I thank you for allowing your presence to abide in this place. That there are no empty seats in this place right now because your presence is here. Oh, can I thank you, God? And you fill this house every single time that we come in with our minds made up to chase after you, to run after you, to thirst and hunger after you, Lord. You come and you fill us. You said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness' sake, for they shall be filled. And when we come into this house with a mind to worship and adore you, we come in this house with a mind to get before your throne of grace and to kneel before you and to surrender to your will. When we come in with a mind, God, to do your will, you come in and you show yourself mighty and you show yourself strong. I pray for wisdom for my brother, Carl Christopher, who's looking for understanding, on the plans that you have for his life. Oh, God. I pray, oh God, that you would grant him wisdom in every area. Grant him wisdom, oh God, on how to be able to speak the things that he wants, oh God, and put them into the atmosphere, God, so that you can grab hold to them, oh God, and implement the desires and the visions of his life, God. I pray, oh God, that you would open up his eyes that he might see and behold the work that you're already doing in his life, Lord, and to lay down his desires to fight what you have in his life and what you're doing in his life. Oftentimes, Lord, we can't see what you have in store for us because we don't want to see what you have shown up in store for us. Help us to submit to you, God. Help us to say yes to your will, Lord, and to say yes to your way, Lord, whatever it is that you plan and have coming our way. So I pray that you bless him and his family, Christina, his babies, his kids, oh God, who are not babies anymore, they're getting pretty big now. That you bless his sister, and oh God, and his entire family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. On his job, Lord. He doesn't understand why he's still at that job, Lord, that he believes that you have something else in store for him. But while he is yet there, oh God, help him to be a beacon of light, God, a beacon of holiness, that someone might say, God, what must I do to be saved? Lord, where you have us at is for a reason. Help us to not challenge and complain and buck up against what you have destined for us. If Job would have known, oh, God, that he would have gotten double for his trouble at the beginning, Lord, he wouldn't have been so quick to go off on his friends. He would have understood that that's all they were there to do is add fertilizer to the situation, oh, God, so that the blessing could have been greater than the problem. Thank you that you are a God that you turn problems into blessings. And God, that you do things for us that when we just give you a seed, you turn that seed around and you press it down and you shake it together and you make it to run over for our victory. Something has to die for there to be life. And we thank you for life and that more abundantly on this day. I pray for my brother, Brian Jones, Pastor Brian Jones, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Herschel Sinaldin, Sam Metcalf, Lord. I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District. I pray for my pastor, my bishop, Bishop Ted G. Thomas Sr. I pray for the success of the Virginia Second Jurisdiction Holy Convocation that's going on right now. I pray for the success of our whole upcoming Holy Convocation in 2 weeks, Lord. Give us the resources that we need, oh God, to be a blessing to that convocation, to that meeting, Lord. And let a spirit of revival break forth, Lord, to break down barriers, to break down walls, to tear down minds of disobedience, Lord, minds of unfaithfulness, Lord, to tear down those walls, oh God, that we may be better together and that we may grow stronger together in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what's on my docket for that week. You know what I need to do, and you know the resources I need to have, Lord. God, I ask that you would bring light into my finances, Lord, that I may not just be there in body, but Lord, that I may be there financially, oh God, providing and assisting and building up for the service, God, so that you might get the glory and that the meeting might be successful. I pray for the members of Praise Center Church of God in Christ, Lord. Lady Yo, Diamond Star, Eric McCowan, Crystal McCowan, and Erin McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Brother Renick Graham and Sister Deanne Graham, Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Alessandra Miller. I pray for Sister Connie Coulter, her family, Lord. Sister Monique, Lord. I need to learn her last name and her family, Lord. I pray for Brother Herbert Lee, who made an appearance on Saturday. And, Lord, made some promises that he didn't keep. But, Lord, we thank you that you know where he's at. And so we put him into your hands, his family into your hands, God. We ask that you would have your way. Don't let him get any rest, Lord, but stir up in him, Lord, and get him on the right path. Help him to stop leaning to those things that seem right, God, and help him to get back in your perfect will. I pray for Sister Valerie Miller, Lord, who's not a member of our church anymore, and her son, Victor, Lord, but they're in my mind and my heart this morning. I pray that you would comfort them and strengthen them and build them up and breathe life into them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And to all those that have fellowship with us and have passed through, Lord, we pray for your people. And we thank you, God, for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're going to do. And we thank you for what you've done for us and for this great ministry here at Praise Center. Have your way in us, God. Breathe life into us today. Grant us victory, Lord, today, because our trust is in you. And because we trust you, Lord, you reaffirm to us that you never fail. Over and over again, you keep on blessing us. Over and over again, you keep on opening up doors. Over and over again, you keep making ways out of no way because, Lord, you never fail. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but you will never fail. And your words won't ever return back unto you void. And your word says, I am free. Your word says, I've got the victory. Your word says that I can do all things. Your word says I'm the head and not the tail. Your word says I'm the lender and not the borrower. Give us a nevertheless even now. No matter what comes our way, nevertheless, not my will, but let thine will be done. And when we do that, we can stand upon your promises and we can stand with assurance that everything is going to be all right. Bless us this day. Keep us this day. I pray for those prayer partners that we have and those intercessors that we have that bless and sow into this great ministry. Bless them above and beyond what they can ever ask for or thought of. Do it for your glory and do it so that we can continue to be light in this area of Dumfries. Bless us, God. Help us to reach the masses. Help us to reach this city. Help us to reach this county, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, so your will might be done in our lives and in the lives of those that you deem for us to touch. Help us to walk in our destiny. Help us to walk in our breakthrough. Help us to walk in you. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. And we say thank God, amen, and amen.